some good vibes with Pat, Tom, and Cody. I'm getting them good vibes. Brought to you by Roseville Meat Company.
Fair warning, especially on this Friday. Normally, these are uplifting, great stories. This one is a very true, very honest, very chilling story. A guy named Joe Schilling grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, lived most of his life there. But his dream, since the time he could walk, was to move to Hawaii. Well, after retired 6 months ago, he fulfilled that dream and he moved to Maui. To be more exact, Lahaina, in a nice apartment building overlooking the ocean. When the fire struck last week, Joe was the first one awake in his apartment building, warning others to get out. He immediately went across the hall where a 78-year-old woman lived and helped her out of the building, guiding her safely across the street until she was in the hands of somebody who could help her. And he went back into the building three other times, saving four others' lives, each time bringing out somebody, guiding them to safety. When Joe went back into the building a fourth time, he did not come out. He had texted his sister Penny back in Charlotte because she was concerned and there was still cell service, letting her know he was okay and doing his best to help others and to try to keep smoke out of the building. There was a memorial service for Joe 2 days ago. His sister said that Joe, her brother, retired firefighter who spent his life helping others, was just an incredible human being. And these are the stories. We're going to see more of these, I think, coming out of Maui as they sift through things and talk to more people. You know, you look for the heroes, as Mr. Rogers has taught us over and over and over. You look for the people who run towards a situation like that.
Yeah.
People like my buddy Dave, who is serving up to 500 pizzas a day, feeding people who cannot find food, who are still strapped. So,
and he's saying that, I mean, it really is coming down to individual effort because relief organizations are having a tough
time getting there.
Logistics, right? Because of, you know, it's an island in the middle of the Pacific. It hasn't been easy, and so a lot of people are still on their own, and there are a lot of people stepping up and being the good individually.
Every situation is different. Every challenge is different when you get a disaster like this, and this is certainly what it is. So to Joe Schilling, God bless you. You lived an enormously heartfelt life, and we cannot thank you enough for your service. To my buddy Dave and people like him, keep doing what you're doing, and those of us who can't make it to Hawaii to help will donate and watch and support. And that's your good vibes for a Friday.